गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय श्री श्री गौरनिताय जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल युगधर्म हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजाचार्य स्तोत्र शिष्य डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत समिश्र प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय नताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 22 सो एज वी ऑल नो दैट फ्रॉम यस्टरडे वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग वर्ल्ड होली नेम वीक इट वाज यस्टरडे श्रील प्रभुपाद अराइवल इन यूएसए एंड सो A series of special verses has been selected from the sixth canto. So, I'm not qualified, but somehow I've been given this opportunity to serve by Dharmatma Prabhu. So, seeking the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas. So, let us read today's verse. Etavane velokesmin punsham dharma parasmitaha a different verse okay so shall we chant 24 no problem or okay we can recite maybe 22 and 24 both I'll speak on 22 but we can recite okay etavane velokesmin punsham dharma parasmita bhakti yogo bhagavati tannamah granadhivi since 24th is there we'll just chant 24th verse also एतावतालं अगनिर्हणाय पुंसान సంకీర్తనం భగవత గుణకర్మ నామ్నాం వృక్కుష్య పుత్రం అఘవాన్యత్ అజామి లోపి నారాయణేతి మ్రియమాణ ఇయాయ ముక్తిం ఏతావతాలం అగనిర్హణాయ పుంషాం సంకీర్తనం భగవతో గుణకర్మ నామ్నాం వృక్కుష్య పుత్రం అఘవాన్యత్ అజామి లోపి నారాయణేతి మ్రియమాణ ఇయాయ ముక్తిం ఏతావతాలమగనిర్హణాయ పుంషాం తనం భగవత గుణకర్మ నామ్నాం నారాయణేతి మ్రియమాణ ఇయాయ ముక్తిం ఏతావతాలమగనిర్హణాయ పుంషాం సంకీర్తనం భగవత గుణకర్మ నామ్నాం వృక్కుష్య పుత్రమగవాన్ యదజామి లోపి నారాయణేతి మ్రియమాణీహాయ ముక్తిం ఏతావతాలమగనిర్హణాయ పుంషాన్ సంకీర్తనం భగవత గుణకర్మ నామ్నాం వృక్కుష్య పుత్రమగవాన్ యదజామి లోపి నారాయణేతి మ్రియమాణ ఇయాయ ముక్తి మాతజీస్ ఓకే ఓకే లెట్స్ కంటిన్యూ బోలి ఏతావతాలమగనిర్హణాయ పుంషాన్ సంకీర్తనం భగవతో గుణకర్మ నామ్నాం నృకుష్య పుత్రమగవాన్ యదజామి లోపి నారాయణేతి మ్రియమాణ ఇయాయ ముక్తిం మాతజీస్ ఏతావతాలమగనిర్హణాయ పుంషాన్ గుణకర్మ నామ్నాం వృక్కుష్య పుత్రమగవాన్ యదజామి లోపి నారాయణేతి మ్రియమాణ ఇయాయ ముక్తిం ఓకే సో now today I'll read the 22nd verse. So we'll read the translation purport of 6.3.22. So those who have mobiles, you can open that. Etavaneva lokesmin puncham dharma parasmitah bhakti yoga bhagavati tanna mahagranadhivi. Etavan, this much, eva, indeed, loke asmin, in this material world, పుంషాం ఆఫ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ ధర్మ ద రిలీజియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ పర ట్రాన్సిడెంటల్ స్మిత రికగ్నైజ్డ్ భక్తియోగ ఆర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ భగవతి టు ద సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ నాట్ టు ద డెమి గాడ్స్ తత్ హిజ్ నామ ఆఫ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ గ్రహణ ఆదిభి బిగినింగ్ విత్ చాంటింగ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జై Devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Can you repeat? Devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Purport. As stated in the previous verse, Dharman Bhagavatam, real religious principles are Bhagavata Dharma, the principles described in Srimad Bhagavatam itself or in Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam. What are these principles? The Bhagavatam says, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are no cheating religious systems. Everything in the Bhagavatam is directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam further says, Savai Punsham Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje. The Supreme Religion is that which teaches its followers how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the reach of experimental knowledge. Such a religious system begins with Tan Nama Grahana, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. After chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in ecstasy, one gradually sees the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the transcendental qualities of the Lord. This way, one fully understands the situation of the personality of Godhead. One can come to this understanding of the Lord, how he descends into the material world, how he takes his births, and what activities he performs. But one can know this only by executing devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijananti. Simply by devotional service, one can understand everything about the Supreme Lord. If one fortunately understands the Supreme Lord in this way, the result is Tektva Deham Punarjanma Naiti. After giving up his material body, he no longer has to take birth in the material world. Instead, he returns home back to Godhead. That is the ultimate perfection. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8.15, Mamupetya Punarjanma Dukhalema Sashvatam Napnuvanti Mahatmanah Samshidhim Paramam Gatim. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are discussing about the glories of the holy name, and this particular pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam, we all know, is glorifying the holy name in the highest way. That how a sinful person like Ajamil, even he was delivered simply by chanting the holy name. In fact, I was hearing it that some acharya in his commentary, he has said that Bhagavatam is Naam Puran. These are words in Bhagavatam 1.3.40. Idam Bhagavata Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi. So we can also interpret that verse in this way, that Idam Bhagavata Nama Purana. So this Bhagavatam is Nama Purana. Is a Purana, or the great scripture, which glorifies holy name. So in many pastimes, and there are many verses in Bhagavatam glorifying the holy name. In fact, we know the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the final verse of Srimad Bhagavatam? Nama Sankirtan Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranam Dukha Samanas Namami Tam Namami Hariparam. So the final verse, the concluding verse of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nama Sankirtana Yasya. The first verse of Bhagavatam is Janmadi Asyayataha. It talks about that Krishna is absolute truth. And the final verse of Bhagavatam concludes that the essence of the entire Bhagavatam is to chant the holy names of the Lord. Nama Sankirtana Yasya. Yasya means whose? The absolute truth. The first verse of Bhagavatam. Nama Sankirtanyasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranama Dukha Shamanas. And by offering obeisances to him, all our sufferings will go away. Tam Namami Hari Param. So I offer my obeisances to Lord Hari. So in the same essence, in this verse also, Yamaraj is saying to his followers. So I'll just say in few minutes, all of you know the story of Ajamil. But in short, so when Ajamil, in his final days, he was on the deathbed, and somehow by good fortune he kept his son's name as Narayan. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that because he did devotional service in his childhood, so Krishna somehow inspired him and arranged that he kept his son's name as Narayan. And he chanted the name of Narayan. As soon as he saw the Yamadutas who came to take his soul away, he chanted the name of Narayan. So he was actually calling his son, his youngest son. Because when somebody attacks you, normally there's a tendency to call out to someone who's dear to us. So he was very attached to his youngest son. He was very old, but he had a very young son. So he called his name Narayan. And the moment he uttered the word Narayan, what happened? Four Vishnu Dutas also came. Interesting, Narayana. There are four syllables in this name, right? So four Vishnu Dutas, they came to protect Ajamil. And then there was a big debate between Yamadutas and Vishnu Dutas. And somehow Vishnu Dutas were very effulgent, very powerful. So Yamadutas could not face them. So they went back. And Vishnu Dutas also went back. So after that, what happened? Ajamil, now he, when he came back to consciousness, he realized that how he had been saved by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the importance of holy name. So immediately what he did? He came to which place? Haridwar. And Srila Prabhupada again writes that devotional service is powerful, but especially if you perform devotional service in holy dham, the effect is much more amplified. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that we welcome all the devotees to come to Mayapur and Vrindavan and perform devotional service. So you are fortunate to be in Vrindavan, or those who are visiting Vrindavan, because devotional service in holy dham has more potency. Otherwise, what was the need? Ajamil was in Kannauj, a place near Kanpur. He could have stayed there, but no, he came to Haridwar. So therefore, performing devotional service in holy dham has more potency, because we get more mercy and we get association of devotees here. So somehow these holy places are surcharged with Krishna consciousness. Especially Prabhupada says Mayapur Dham and Vrindavan Dham. And he says, we invite all the retired persons to come and stay in Vrindavan and Mayapur and perform devotional service. And then, not only in Dham, but he was in a temple. That is again more important. Sometimes people come to Dham, but we have to attach to a temple, like we have this wonderful Krishna Balaram temple. So Ajamil, not only he went to Haridwar, but he stayed in a temple in Haridwar. So Srila Prabhupada again mentions the importance that we have to perform devotional service in a dham, in a temple, in association of devotees. And we all know after that what happened? Again the four Vishnu Dutas came, but this time they took Ajamil back home, back to Godhead. So this is one part. And what happened to the Yamadutas when they went back to Yamaloka? Because it was the first experience. Never before they were unsuccessful. So the moment they got a notice that we have to arrest this soul, they always did that. First time, I mean, suppose like, let's say some small example, like government, you know. If somebody gets a police warrant, a police comes to arrest someone, I mean, that person cannot say no. They have to arrest him and take him. Or some CBI agents, they come to arrest. We can't say no. And imagine these are Yamadutas. Never before they were turned away. So first time, the Vishnu Dutas, they defeated them and made them go back. So Yamadutas, they were completely, you know, confused, and they were kind of annoyed, confused. So they went to Yamaraj and said, what is this, my lord? We always thought that you are the highest authority. Now how is it that you told us to catch this sinful Ajamil, and we went there and these four strange persons came and sent us back? So then Yamaraj, he instructs the Yamadutas, his own followers. And this is this chapter 6.3. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. So then here Yamaraj then preaches to his followers. Because Yamaraj by heart is a Vaishnav. But his position is such that it's such a tough managerial position. Imagine, I was just looking at Google. It says, I think 1.5 lakh human beings that die every day. So imagine, at least 1.5 lakh people, they come to him every day, to the court of Yamaraj. He has to decide where they have to go, what is the next destination. Not an easy job. But by heart, Yamaraj is a Vaishnav. So the moment he got this opportunity to preach, he immediately started preaching to his followers and told them that what is real dharma. So a few verses before, the famous verse is there that Prabhupada often quotes, dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. He said, what is dharma? Dharma is defined by the Supreme Lord. That is dharma. And then, just this verse before this, he names the 12 Mahajanas. Again, very often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. What is that famous verse? 12, yeah. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila Muni, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishmo, Balir, Vyasakir, Vayam, Dwadeshete, Vijanimo, Dharman, Bhagavatam, Bhata, Guhyam, Vishuddham, Durbodham, Yan, Gyatva, Mritam, Ashnute. So he says, yes, dharma is something that has been established by the Supreme Lord, and is very, not everybody can understand. We have to follow in the footsteps of 12 Mahajanas. And he names the 12 Mahajanas. He says, including me. So he is one of them. So he is saying, Swayambhu, Brahma, Narada, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Kumara, the four Kumaras, Kapila, Kapil Muni, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Balit, and Vyasaki. That is Shukadev Goswami. And Bhishma. So, and me. So these are the 12 Mahajanas. And then in 22nd verse, which we are discussing today, he says that what is this Bhagavad Dharma? He says, Bhagavad Dharma is nothing but Tan Nama Granadibhi. That means the most important aspect of this Bhagavad Dharma or Bhakti Yoga is Tan Nama Granadibhi. Tan means his. Nama, holy name. Grahana, to accept, to chant. And then Adibhi, then others, you know. Like holy name, etc. That means out of all the 9 processes of devotional service, what is the most important? Chanting of the holy names. So this somehow we have to again and again hear the glories of holy name. When Mahaprabhu was also asked by Sarvam Bhattacharya that among the 9 processes of devotional service, which is the most important? So Mahaprabhu replied that Naam Sankirtan. This is the most important among the 9 processes of devotional service. So time and again, this has been repeated in the scriptures. Why? Because we are so dull-headed, even after hearing so many times, we don't give priority to chanting holy name. Therefore, Nityang Bhagavata Seva. Every day, we should read and hear Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada, I think maybe almost all of his purpose, somehow or other, he touches upon this point, the importance of holy name. I also heard in one class, I don't know the exact reference, but I think once Srila Prabhupada told that I have written all these books to convince you to chant the holy names. So the whole purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam and all the scriptures is to convince us to chant the holy name. Because that is the essence of all the scriptures. So in this verse, this has been so beautifully explained that Etavan, this much only, nothing more. No need to understand too many things. No. Etavan eva lokasmin. Just understand this much, that in this material world, the highest religious principle is devotional service. And what is the most important aspect of devotional service? Tan nama grahanadibi. That is all we need to understand. And Prabhupada says in the purport that Srimad Bhagavatam rejects all cheating dharma. What is cheating dharma? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That means those religious principles which motivate us for material gain, that is considered to be cheating process. Like normally we see the Vedas or sometimes other religions, what they say? That just be nice, be pious, you will get everything, God will supply all your needs. You can enjoy nicely in this world. That is better than an atheist person, no doubt. But that is not real religion. Real religion is Bhagavad Dharma, which rejects all this cheating dharma, because the goal of religion is to develop love for Godhead, love for Krishna. And Prabhupada quotes, Savai punsa paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahituki apratihata yayatma su prasidati. See, always Prabhupada brings us to the essence. He doesn't divert here and there. He says, that what is dharma? The ultimate purpose of dharma is to revive the love for Krishna, love of Godhead. And how to do that? The system begins with Tan Nama Grahana, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And then Prabhupada says very interestingly, that one gradually, so as one keeps chanting, one gradually, this word gradually is very important. We should not get impatient. Gradually, what will happen? One sees the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and transcendental qualities of the Lord. So what are the Sanskrit names for this? Leela, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So this is a sequence. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. It's very important for us to understand that we should not jump that, oh, why Krishna is not revealing his pastimes, or when can I have darshan of the form. Of course, we are having darshan of the Supreme Lord here. But we must understand that Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So gradually, we begin with chanting, and then slowly, Rupa, Guna, and Leela will be revealed to us. So, this is so important for us to understand, to increase our conviction that chanting is not only the beginning, actually the heart of devotional service. There's a verse in Chaitanya Bhagavat where it is said that bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana, bhakti ye Krishna naam shavana krandana. He says that the ultimate wealth is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, dhana. The ultimate wealth is devotional service. And what is devotional service? Krishna naam, shravana, kirtana. So, devotional service is basically chanting the holy names. The essence of bhakti yoga. So this we must understand through Srimad Bhagavatam, through this pastime of Ajamil, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he emphasized it so much in his own pastimes, in his own teachings. And not that holy name is the beginning, no, it's the heart. It's the beginning, it's the middle, and of course there is no end of devotional service, it continues eternally. In Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada writes at one place, when the gopis were feeling separation from Krishna, so Prabhupada says they all began chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So I was just thinking, look at the beauty of this Mahamantra. Even a basic neophyte, a sinner, a mlecha, even he can chant the holy name. And Srimati Radharani and gopis in Golok Vrindavan, they are also chanting the same Hare Krishna Mahamantra. No new mantra. We should not think there will be some fancy mantra in the spiritual world. No. The same Mahamantra. Just see that what Mahaprabhu has come to give all of us. Therefore, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. So what Mahaprabhu has given us is not ordinary. He has given us the Premadhana of Golok Vrindavan in the form of this holy name, Mahamantra. But what is the difference? Difference in quality, that's all. Holy name is the same. A sinful person may chant the same holy name and it will benefit the person in any case. But there is elevation in our consciousness and based on that we say Nama Prad or Nama Bhas or Shudhanam. But the holy name is the same Mahamantra. So, I'll read something from Chaitanya Charitamrita also now. That very interesting conversation between Prakashananda Saraswati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because sometimes what happens, we think that holy name is simply to eradicate sin. That is side effect. In which pastime, we hear this? Remember Haridas Thakur? When he was invited by the father of Raghunath Das Goswami, Govardhan Mazumdar and Hiranya Mazumdar. And there was a discussion about the glories of holy name. And Haridas Thakur told that liberation, that is just a side effect of chanting holy name. Even Nama Bhas can give liberation. The real purpose, the real goal of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. And there was a young person, Gopal Chakravarti. He got very annoyed. He said, what? Liberation is something that even after thousands of years, one cannot achieve liberation. And you are saying just by chanting holy name once, one can get liberation. You are cheating. You don't know what is dharma. And he challenged that if what you are saying is not right, I'll cut off your nose. Imagine, what a arrogant person he was, what a great fool. But Haridas Thakur, he was not agitated. He was very calm, composed. He just said, okay, if what I'm saying is not correct, you can cut off me, no problem. But what happened? Whose nose was cut off? Gopal Chakravarti. That foolish person, that offender, his nose melted in leprosy. These days, we don't see much lepers, but I remember in my childhood, I saw many beggars who had leprosy, very dreadful disease. The fingers, they melt, nose, it melts, very, very bad disease. So Gopal Chakravarti got a leprosy disease and his nose melted away. He had a very beautiful nose, but we offended such a great Vaishnav, Haridas Thakur, and what happened? His nose melted off. So in that assembly, Haridas Thakur told this very important point that to get freed from sinful activities, to get liberation, these are all what?
side effects. Like sometimes you buy a product, we say this is free with this product. Something like that, you know, buy a product. When you purchase something, you may get something extra with that. So to get free from all sins, to get liberation, these are all byproducts of the holy name. But what's the real purpose or the real benefit of chanting holy name? To get Krishna Prem. That we have to understand very strongly. Because many people, they chant holy names. Even Mayavadis, they chant holy name. If you go to even Haridwar, Rishikesh, there's some ashram, they chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But we are also chanting. What's the difference? Great difference. Because the whole consciousness is different. Now they just chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra thinking that this is some mantra which will give us liberation. No, but for us, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the means and the goal, is the sadhan and sadhya both. We chant Hare Krishna to chant Hare Krishna. Right? We keep on chanting. Only the quality of chanting improves. That's all. So therefore, this understanding of what is the purpose of chanting is very important. Like there's a pastime where there was a sadhu who accompanied Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was coming to Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan. So one sadhu met him on the way and he was accompanying Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And he was serving him, he was carrying his luggage, he was helping him. And all the way, they both came together to Jagannath Puri. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami told Mahaprabhu that he's a very nice devotee, he helped me so much on the way. And all the time he was chanting the name of Ram. But Mahaprabhu didn't look at him also. So later Raghunath Bhatta Goswami asked, my lord, why didn't you speak to him or why didn't you show your mercy? Then Mahaprabhu said, that person, he was chanting the name of Ram, but in his mind he wanted to become Ram. He was a Mayavadi. You know, Mayavadi is what they think, that one day I will become Ram, I will become Krishna. So this is so dangerous. So one may be chanting the holy name, but if his consciousness is not right, just see, he'll not get the effect. So therefore, our attitude or our understanding of chanting is also important. And then we'll get more benefit. Of course, in any situation, we'll get benefit out of chanting, no doubt. Even Yavanas, when they say haram, haram, they also get benefit, no doubt. But if you want full benefit of holy name, if you want Krishna Prem, then we must chant the holy name with right understanding and right attitude. So there's a nice pastime where Prakashananda Saraswati in Varanasi, he was a Mayavadi sannyasi. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, he didn't want to associate with them. And Mahaprabhu was chanting and he was, the entire Varanasi city, he was making people chant and dance. But these Mayavadis, they were making great fun of Mahaprabhu. Look at him, he's a sannyasi, but he's chanting and dancing like a sentimentalist. A sannyasi should study Vedanta, because that was the understanding. That sannyasi is supposed to study Vedanta, philosophize. So they were criticizing. And of course, devotees, they were feeling great pain in their heart that these people, they're criticizing the Lord. So finally, the devotees arranged, there was a Brahman who arranged for a meeting of Mahaprabhu and the sannyasis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went where all these great Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakashananda Saraswati's followers, they were sitting. And Mahaprabhu went and he sat at the place where they were washing their feet. See how Mahaprabhu, he knows how to win people's heart. But he was so effulgent. The Mayavadis, they like Brahman effulgence, Brahman, Brahmatej. So Mahaprabhu exhibited that Brahman effulgence. So Prakashananda and all the sannyasis got attracted. Oh, he's a very effulgent sannyasi. And then Prakashananda himself went and told Mahaprabhu, no, this is not the proper place to sit. You please come and sit with us. He got some Agyata Sukriti. He went and did some service to the Lord. So he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu near him, you know, in the same level. And then there was a discussion. He said, you are a sannyasi like us. You also took sannyas in our sampradaya. Because Mahaprabhu took sannyas in the Mayavad sampradaya. Why don't you discuss Vedanta with us? Why are you chanting the holy names like a fool, like a sentimentalist? And what was the answer given by Mahaprabhu?
प्रभु कहे सुनो श्रीपाद इहार कारण गुरु मोरे मूर्ख देखी करिला शासन।
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु रिप्लाइड टू प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती, माय डियर सर, काइंडली हियर द रीजन। माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर कंसिडर्ड मी अ फूल एंड देयरफॉर ही चस्टाइज्ड मी।
Srila Prabhupada says that it's not that Mahaprabhu is a fool. He's saying that the people in Kali Yuga, we have so less intelligence. We don't have the qualification to study or understand Vedanta. All we should do is chant the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Gatir Anyatha.
Murkha Tumi Tomar Nahika Vedanta Adhikar, Krishna Mantra Japa Sada E Mantra Sar.
You are a fool, he said. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy. And therefore, you must chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns.
So, Prabhupada of course gives a big purport that how the essence of all the Vedas is chant the holy name. Same like we heard in today's verse. That etavan eva lokesmin puncham dharma parasmiti bhakti yoga bhagavati tan nama grahanadivi.
So Prabhupada quotes many verses like that. That how the essence of all the Vedas is to understand Krishna and to perform his bhakti, and chanting of the holy name is the highest process of devotional service.
Aho bata svapachato pigariyan yad jivahagre vartate nam tubhyam tepus tapuste juhuvur sashnurarya brahma nuchur nam ghrinanti yete.
And again, very powerful verse from third canto, which says that anyone who is chanting the holy name, if holy name is dancing in the tip of the tongue of a person all the time, like if somebody is always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that person, we must understand that in his previous life, he has executed all kinds of austerities, all penances, he has performed all Vedic yajnas, he has gone to all the holy places, and that is why he is able to chant the holy name continuously. When Advaita Acharya, he offered the first plate of Shraddha to Haridas Thakur, there were great Brahmanas in the assembly. They all objected. How can he do it? He's born in a Muslim family, and giving him the highest honor. Then the reply by Advaita Acharya was that since Haridas Thakur is chanting the holy name all the time, at every moment he is taking bath in all the holy places. At every moment he is studying all the Vedas. He is performing all the sacrifices. That means if you are chanting the holy name, there is nothing else needed to do. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if one considers that chanting of one mantra, one Hare Krishna Mahamantra or one name of Krishna, Eka Krishna Naam, is equal to performing Koti Ashwamedha Yajna. Imagine, Ashwamedha Yajna is not small, huh? It's a huge sacrifice. Nobody can do in Kali Yuga. But Chaitanya Charitamrita says that if one compares one holy name with 10 million Ashwamedha Yajnas, then that person is a Pashandi. He is atheist. Because the glory of chanting one name of Krishna is much more than performing 1 crore Ashwamedha Yajnas. Imagine. I mean, when we hear such statements, this should give us some faith in chanting holy name. That what is holy name, you know? He said one name cannot be compared even with millions of Ashwamedha Yajnas. Not ordinary, like these days people are very fond of Swaha Swaha. What we'll get by Swaha Swaha? Nothing. The sages of Naimisharana, their faces become black. They say in Bhagavatam, they're saying by performing sacrifice, our faces are becoming black because of smoke. We are not getting anything else. So the only yajna for this Kali Yuga is Sankirtan Yajna.
Krishna mantra hoibe, Krishna mantra hoite habe sansara mochana, Krishna naam hoite pabe Krishnera charana.
This is the essence. Please hear carefully.
Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. This is very important. Okay, freedom from sins, liberation is fine. But what is the main result of chanting? Krishna Nama Hoite Pabe Krishna Ra Charan will attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Nama Bina Kalikale Nahi Ara Dharma Sarva Mantra Saranam E Shastra Manma. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns. This is the purport of all the scriptures.
Etoboli eko shloka shikhaile more kanthe kari e shloka kariha vichare.
After describing the potency of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, my spiritual master taught me another verse, advising me to always keep it within my throat. Who is saying this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is saying, my spiritual master, that means Ishwarapuri. So Mahaprabhu is becoming very humble. So he is saying that, how I learnt all this from my spiritual master. What he told me? He told me another very secret verse. This verse, always keep it in your throat. Which verse is that? Any guess? No, but here this is Hare Nama. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalau Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Gatiranyata. And at another place, it is said that Trinadapi Sunichana is something that we should always wear. And here Mahaprabhu is saying that this verse we should always keep in our throat. Which is the verse for spiritual progress in the age of Kali. There is no alternative, there is no alternative, there is no alternative to the chanting of the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord. Three times it has been emphasized. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. And then he says, since I received this order from my spiritual master, I always chant the holy name. But I thought by chanting and chanting the holy name, I had been bewildered. So what happened? Mahaprabhu saying, when he started chanting, what happened? Pagal hoila ami, I became mad. Then I went to my spiritual master. I said, Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tara bala, japite japite mantra karila pagala. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra you have given to me? I have become mad simply by chanting the Mahamantra. Chanting the holy name in ecstasy makes me to dance, laugh and cry. When my spiritual master heard all this, he smiled and began to speak. So Prabhupada writes a very interesting purport. Shall I read this? When a disciple very perfectly makes progress in spiritual life, this gladdens the spiritual master, who then also smiles in ecstasy. How successful my disciple has become. He feels so glad that he smiles as he enjoys the progress of the disciple. Just as a smiling parent enjoys the activities of a child who is trying to stand up or crawl perfectly. So those who are parents, you must have some experience. Then when a child first starts to crawl or starts to walk or starts to speak something, the parents feel very happy. Oh, my child has started walking, started talking. Similarly, Prabhupada is saying the spiritual master feels very happy when he sees his disciple is advancing in spiritual life. That is the real happiness of spiritual master. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to his spiritual master and said, what kind of mantra you have given to me? I have become mad. I am always chanting and dancing and crying. Then his spiritual master said, he was very happy and he said, so this very important verse, Krishna Nama Mahamantra Ra Eita Swabhava Yeja Petare Krishna Upajaye Bhava. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. So this will end here. This is a very important verse. Once again, so what is the actual effect of Mahamantra? Yeja Petare Krishna Upajaye Bhava. So if one chants the holy name properly, then What is the result? It immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. So this is the test. So if you are actually chanting the holy name sincerely, then what should be the result? We should develop love for Krishna. Bhav, loving ecstasy for Krishna. And why that is not happening now? There may be many reasons. First of all, it's a gradual process. It will not happen immediately. And what is the main obstacle in this process of chanting? The 10 offenses. Yes. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says that if one is chanting the holy name but love of God is not arising within him, the only reason is that he is committing offenses. So during this holy name week, let us hear the glories of holy name so that we can increase our faith and conviction on chanting holy name. We can give more priority to chanting holy name. Because what happens sometimes as years pass on, it just becomes like a formality. Okay, I just have to chant my round, that's it. We don't give enough priority to chanting. So let's give more priority. In fact, chanting should be given the highest priority in one's life. And be very, very careful in avoiding the offenses. And this, as Trinadapi Sunichina verse was quoted, so there's a pastime in which when Srila Prabhupada was in Prayag, he was having his pharmacy business. So once his godbrother Ovil Kapoor came and told him that, he joked with him that, do you have any formula, any medicine by which I can get Krishna Prem? So then Prabhupada smilingly said, I have not made the medicine, but I know the formula. What is the formula? Trinadapi Sunichena Taroreva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Very easy to chant this verse, but very difficult to apply. So as you know, that is one thing that I have realized over so many years, that this is the reason, because we are not following this, at least for me, that if this one verse we start applying in our life, then the progress in spiritual life will come very fast. And very easily we'll come to this stage where we can also attain Krishna Prem. We can come to the stage of pure chanting, Shuddhanam. So this is all I shared something about today's verse. So if any questions or comments, please. Okay, let's recite the 10 offenses. This is Pancho Dupu is saying. First offense, to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord. We can recite together, who have dedicated their life for the chanting of the. Second offense, to consider the names of the demigods to be equal to or independent of the Supreme Lord. You can decide. Be nice. Hare Krishna. Third offense, to disobey
the orders of the spiritual master
and consider him to be an ordinary human being.
Fourth offense, blaspheme Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version.
Fifth offense,
consider the glories of the holy name to be imagination.
Yeah.
Sixth offense, commit sinful activities.
Yeah, to give some mundane interpretation to the holy name of the Lord.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah. Sixth offense, to give some interpretation in the holy name of the Lord. Seventh offense, to commit sinful activities in the strength of the holy name. Eighth offense, consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities which are offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karma kanda. Nine, to instruct the faithless person about the glories of the holy name. And 10, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain material attachments. Even after understanding so many instructions on this matter, it is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success. Krishna Prem.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. As it came in a, I think some of the translations, how much is the importance of pronunciation in chanting? Is it important or the bhava is only like is considered? So So how much is the importance of pronunciation? That should, because everyone has their own accent and pronunciation. So,
thank you. Nice question. How important is properly pronouncing the holy name? So if you can pronounce properly, we should do it. To our best capacity, we should chant the holy names properly, pronouncing each and every syllable. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In one purport, Srila Prabhupada says that one should not make a hissing sound. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, not like that. He said, every letter should be very clear, every syllable. But if one has some accent problem, he's coming from different background, where he cannot pronounce properly, or he has some other problem, then that's fine. Krishna, he accepts. Like, you know, somebody from Chinese background, or they have difficulty. But then Krishna accepts. Like a child, when he calls out the name of his mother, mother doesn't look at how nice he's pronouncing. You know, the emotion is more important. So you're right. The feeling is more important. At the same time, we should try to chant, pronounce each and every letter clearly. It's like a worship, like we are doing deity worship. We want to decorate the deities nicely, right? This example His Grace Ayendra Prabhu told me once, I remember. He said, Kirtan, he said, is like decorating, doing Shingar of the Lord. Holy name is the essence, and we're decorating the holy name by our ragas and melodies. And that is very nice, somehow I remembered this point. Yes, so we should, as far as possible, chant more nicely with, yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, the topmost love, like, when you say love of God, then this is like a very, philosophically, it's very high level. I know if you think about it.
Yeah.
But looking at it from, like, the progress of the devotee, does it come in steps? Gradually, he feels more and more love of God? Or does he have to wait at a certain point? Or?
Yes, it's a gradual process, Prabhupada says. There are 9 stages. So you must have heard this, that Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nibriti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav and Prem. That's the 9th stage. So it's a gradual process. We are on the right track as long as we are chanting our 16 rounds sincerely, doing some service in the right track. But at the same time, we want to accelerate our progress. Right? Then we have to be very careful to avoid the 10 offenses, to improve the quality of chanting, then our progress will be faster.
So at Shraddha, at the beginning stages, will the devotee feel some love for Krishna? Yes. Will he feel something? Or?
Yes, that's also a nice point. That's the initial taste. Like in the story of Narad Muni also, we see that in the beginning, he had darshan of the Lord for a few seconds. And then Krishna said, this is it, no more. You have to perform sadhana throughout your life and next life, you'll become Narad Muni. So you're right, in the initial stages, we get some taste that Krishna's special mercy like hook us to the path of Krishna consciousness. And then we have to struggle through the whole process, struggle through anarthas, avoid the 10 offenses, and then again we'll get that taste, which we got initially. So we'll get that taste continuously. That's the last question, I think.
Prabhu, thank you very much for this wonderful class. The question is like, as you say that if somebody is chanting, he has performed all yagyas and he has like done everything. So somebody may think, okay, I will chant only, I don't have to hear Bhagavatam now, I don't have to do any like other sadhana. So when he should, first of all, should one think like that or it will be like how?
Yeah, good question that. He's saying that if chanting is essence, then if one thinks that, okay, I'll just chant, I'll not hear, I'll not do anything, is that okay? So to answer the question, like 2-3 parts I'll answer. So first, who is the greatest example of devotee who was always chanting? Haridas Thakur, right? But even he was discussing Bhagavatam. He was also hearing Krishna Katha. Mahaprabhu used to come to his home every day and they had discussion on Bhagavatam. Even he used to speak about holy name. He was also preaching. So it's not that if you chant, you don't, because this is together. You can't separate Bhagavatam from holy name or Chaitanya Charitamrita from holy name. So that's one answer. And secondly, it depends on your personal state. Now, if you feel that you are that advanced that you can chant all the time, but it may not be the case. Prabhupada really warns us against this attitude. He says this may be cheating mentality. Dushta man tumi kishara vaishnava. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur very strongly condemned this, that even those who have attained this stage, even they act like normal devotees. So we should never, I mean, especially like me, we are like new in this world, we should never imitate such bhajanandis. And our process is Goshchanandi. There are two kinds of Vaishnavas. Somebody is doing it, don't criticize. Another important, but sometimes you may criticize, oh, he is chanting all the time. Don't criticize. I heard one pastime, I think one devotee who was chanting 64 rounds in Gaudiya Math, and other devotees are working hard, distributing books, and so they complained to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur that he is not doing anything, he is just taking prasad and chanting. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told, okay, from tomorrow you also don't do anything, you sit and chant. But they could not do it. So they said, okay, we are good at doing our services. So like that. But yes, we must understand that chanting is the most important service that we must do. And whatever is assisting chanting, like whole mission of Krishna consciousness is to propagate the chanting of holy name. Whatever services we are doing, the mission should be that we are helping the propagation of holy name. So everything is service to holy name. Okay, so I think we'll end here. So thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. World Holy Name Week ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.